B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a surprise outing in a fighter jet unnerved one defense company executive so much, he accidentally ejected himself while flying.
Oh, no.
That is awesome.
At over 320 miles an hour, an investigation into the debacle in France has found. So this happened in France. The 64-year-old civilian.
Just don't pull that lever.
Got the most unwelcome ride of his life after the force of the takeoff made him float off of his seat, causing him to stand up and involuntarily grab the ejection handle to steady himself.
Dear God.
Investigators found a series of errors in the lead-up to the incident, including ignored medical warnings that the passenger should not undergo the 3.7 Gs of force generated by the takeoff, and loose seat straps that allowed him to float up. He also lost his helmet while being ejected. So there was a whole lot of things that went wrong.
He could have died easily.
The man had never expressed any desire to fly in a fighter jet and had no previous military aviation experience, investigators said.
Get in the damn thing.
His heart was racing at between 120 and 145 beats per minute beforehand. The flight had been a gift from colleagues, and the man felt he couldn't refuse. The man ejected himself when the two-seater Dassault Rafale B jet reached about 1,300 feet. Just seconds after setting out from an air base in northeastern France.
Do they have footage of this?
Not that I saw, but his parachute deployed, and he had a relatively soft landing in a nearby field, avoiding serious injury before being taken to the hospital.
I can see my house!
Now, the pilot prevented himself from being automatically ejected, too, and was able to land the plane on the runway despite the involuntary departure of his passenger and the loss of the cockpit canopy.
That's insane.
When I flew with the Blue Angels, in case, I don't know, when you flew with the Thunderbirds, but the pilot goes, okay, he goes, I'm going to arm the seat now.
Right.
I'm going to arm the ejection seat because they have to.
Yes.
And he says,
that's what you have it
there's
for.
There's black, yellow and black striped handles. He's like, don't touch that. If there's an emergency, I will take care of this, but whatever you do, not touch it. It's essentially a bomb that shoots you out.
It's
what happens.
Blowing you out of the cabin.
I mean, you can lose limbs from... I had to go through... the day before I did my flight, I had to go down to the base and go through hours of egress training.
Yeah.
It was training on just on how to pull the lever.
You remember what happened
safely
to Goose?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Lost him.
Hit the canopy. Yeah. Killed him. All right. Let's see. What else I have for you? The coronavirus lockdown has led to the suspension of a controversial Czech Easter tradition where men whip women with a switch made of willow branches to ensure fertility.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It is an Easter Monday.
Who wouldn't love to have that situation going on?
They're supposed to lightly whip. It is an Easter Monday ritual of pagan origin, popular in rural areas.
It's lightly whipping.
Men go door to door singing a ditty and whipping women's legs and buttocks. They are rewarded with painted eggs and shots of plum brandy.
And Casey, they sing a Third Eye Blind song.
Oh, no.
However, for many Czech women, the ritual is far from harmless. Ladka Birova said it hurt like hell. She grew up in Prague rather than living in a village. Yeah, there they go, dancing.
Hey, everyone, get ready. We have our switches. We're going to hit your buttocks.
Even as a child, she said, I felt acute embarrassment as the heavy-handed symbolism, which is you're giving men your eggs to stop them from being violent. It just wasn't right.
It's the wrong message to send.
It can be seen either as a quaint rural custom with roots in pagan fertility rituals or an unacceptably sexist reminder of the power of the patriarchy.
They do the same thing in Meepos.
But they had to pass on this because, the coronavirus.
Yes.
On Easter Monday, male villagers spend the morning going from house to house, whipping the village women as the brandy-fueled morning wears on. Their ability to administer any kind of physical punishment is somewhat diminished, by the way.
Steve, on Meepos, did they do that before or after the Dance of Joy?
It is before the Dance of Joy.
All right, this is right out of The Wizard of Oz. A house in Georgia was literally picked up and dropped in the middle of the road.
Wow.
During severe storms. They had this just the other day. Reporter Tom Reagan found the house early Monday morning in Upson County. He said in his 30-year career, he's never seen anything like this before.
And around the back of the house, there were 2 feet sticking out, Preston.
Okay.
That curled up, but they wouldn't go over to it.
They should
crazy.
They should have taken a picture like that. They should have done it. The house was blocking Trinity Road for hours before crews moved it out of the way. The sheriff's office says no one was inside when it was lifted in the air. Deborah Daniels initially feared the worst for a couple renting the house from her and her husband.
It was the craziest thing we've ever seen.
She believes that it was a tornado that damaged the home. She said, I was with my husband, all of a sudden the rain, and I woke up and said, wake up, it's true, it sounds like a freight train. Daniels said it took part of the roof and chimney off her home as it churned over the trees, cutting them like a hedge trimmer. Power lines were also down in the process during the storm. But it literally picked this house up and dropped it in the road. It's crazy.
But they survived.
And the house is intact.
Yeah.
It's wild looking. A would-be burglar's screams for help could be heard from a rooftop as he struggled to escape a pipe that he had wedged himself in while trying to break into a business in Houston. The unnamed man was allegedly trying to break into a building. He apparently got stuck, sliding down the pipe and began yelling. Could have killed him.
Absolutely.
Lucky it didn't happen. A witness in the area heard the man screaming and called 911. The witness, Oscar Ramirez, said somebody was texting him from inside. He said somebody was chasing him from inside. When fire crews finally arrived, it took them 45 minutes to pry the man loose. He was later turned over to local police, who say he was attempting to break into the building. The suspect was later laid on a stretcher and taken to a local hospital where he is in stable condition.
So they're saying, like, in Manhattan, residential theft has dropped dramatically, yep, while commercial theft has gone as skyrocketed.
Oh, no kidding.
No one's there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A man and woman have been arrested after they allegedly committed home invasion Saturday morning. The male suspect pulled a knife on a person inside the home. The victim defended himself with a chainsaw.
Well, he wins.
Chainsaw beats knife.
Yes.
The suspect then fled from the scene. Deputies were able to locate both suspects at another home. After an extensive search, 40-year-old woman is being charged with home invasion. 32-year-old man is being charged with home invasion felonious assault. Both are being held in the county jail, and no one was injured. Did she get a badge?
How's it go? I had a chainsaw.
I have actually my couch. I have a little thing for the remote, and I have a little thing for my chainsaw.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's good to have that handy. Staying home to protect herself against coronavirus. One 93-year-old woman had a big problem. She was running out of booze. Olive Veronese. Decided the best way to keep her supplies up during the coronavirus lockdown was to get creative, and now she's gone viral on Facebook. She is from Pennsylvania. She was pictured holding a whiteboard that said, I need more beer. In the other hand, she had a can of Coors Light. The photograph was taken through the window of her home, was uploaded to Facebook, and since then, it's been seen by more than 1 million people. And much more importantly, several people have offered to get the beer for Olive. And in fact, I just found out this morning that Coors has sent over 150 beers to her house. Oh. Should hold her for a while. Others had shared stories about how they are keeping drink cupboards well stocked for their elderly relatives. As Olive is in her 90s, she falls into a group that is at a higher risk for COVID-19. But she needs her beer.
She needs her beer.
And she's getting it.
150 cans.
Yep, exactly. In the dark and scary world we live in today, it doesn't take a lot to make people smile. Weatherman James Spann, referencing an adult entertainment club in a very serious forecast, did that on Sunday night. The meteorologist was on ABC 33 Sunday night discussing severe weather as it rolled into Alabama, speaking about storms in Jefferson County and looking to provide people a reference as a location. Spann mentioned the Green Top Barbecue and the appropriate name, Wesley's Booby Trap. So, and this is all, you know, in a serious
Yes, Wesley's
forecast.
Booby Trap.
For the record, Wesley's confirmed on its Facebook page that the bar was not damaged during the storm. So the booby trap is okay, but people got a kick out of the fact that he had mentioned it in a very serious forecast. A woman who arrived at Louis Armstrong International Airport while wearing not a stitch of clothing was later arrested when she refused to leave the facility. Marielle Vergara was completely naked when she walked into the airport and made her way to the Spirit Airline ticket counter on Friday night.
Shouldn't you get through security much faster that way?
A deputy, you wouldn't have to remove anything. A deputy dispatched to the scene noted that Vergara had already put on a dress by the time he had arrived. But she was still violating public decency laws because she had on no underwear.
How can you tell?
And the dress was too short to cover her genitals.
Okay.
Airline officials told Vergara that...
I'm sorry, can you see the lunch meat?
I made him extra sloppy, William.
It tends to dangle when I travel. Must be the air pressure.
Airline officials...
It inflates up like one of those neck pillows. Really?
Airline officials told Vergara that she wouldn't be able to travel due to her attire or lack thereof. She was asked to leave the airport, but Vergara refused. She ignored deputies' orders to leave the airport and scuffled with him as she was being taken into custody. She was arrested and booked Saturday with obscenity, resisting arrest, battery of a police officer, simple battery, and remaining in a place after being forbidden. She's held on $5,000 bond, by the way. Disturbing allegations have led to Police Chief Dale Engel being placed on administrative leave. Officers claim that the police chief suggested that a Broward Sheriff's Office deputy's death from COVID-19 was somehow linked to his sexuality.
Huh?
Chief of Staff of the Florida Fraternal Order of Police brought up an incident involving Engel. Officers and service aides who expressed worry about the virus were sent to a back parking lot. Here, Engel allegedly berated them and yelled about a backstory which proclaimed that Deputy Shannon Bennett contracted and died from the virus because he was, quote, a homosexual who attended homosexual sexual events.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Like what?
So a Saturday night statement confirmed that Engel had been placed on leave after this. Bennett said was beloved by his community, the guy who had died. And the kids, also where he was a school resource officer. He's believed to be the first law enforcement officer in Florida to die from the virus. So this idiot is going to be put on leave for what he said. This is pretty funny. A man in England gardening while at home during the coronavirus outbreak has unearthed what is believed to be a popular car from the 1950s. An entire car buried in his garden.
Wow.
John Brayshaw, who lives in West Yorkshire, said it's not something you find every day. He's literally in the middle of my garden, he said.
It's an El Camino.
He said it's just weird how it's down there. Mr. Brayshaw is appealing for anyone with information about how it came to be there to get in touch with him. He said that the car, which was gray in color, was mostly intact with its engine and registration plate.
It's actually something that's been come to known as.
He said...
the car in my garden.
I'd love to be able to get the car out, but I don't think it's possible by hand. Huh. The reason it was buried remains a mystery, but one theory is that at the time, the price of steel had dropped so far that they actually had to pay to have scrap taken away. So whoever it was may have just decided to bury it.
Or were they trying to grow some cars?
Now, nobody's considered
that. See that?
Little is known about the vehicle itself, but another suggestion is that it might be a former military vehicle. But
that's wild. Yeah. A full car.
Yep, exactly. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.